It's now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls girls and basketball coach Jordan Hale after the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational wrapped up this past week, and also they played on Tuesday as well. And coach, you guys played Oskaloosa in back-to-back games, but before we get to that, I actually want to talk about Corey Kirkwood because she was unbelievable in the semifinals, 27 points, 16 rebounds, and we ended up giving her the Athlete of the Week title, and rightfully so. I mean, she's getting close to 1,000 points. She has been unbelievable this season. She's really a special kid.
She is a special kid. You know, our team kind of revolves around her. She scored over 40% of our total team points. She's a great leader to our younger kids, and even the ones that are the same age as her. But everybody on the team just kind of looks at her when we need a big bucket, and she capitalized on that last week, and she, like you said, had a great night on Friday night, and then she turned around and had a great day on Saturday. And so, you know, she's inching towards that 1,000-point mark, which is a pretty significant milestone. And so just really proud of her and all the time that she's put in and the efforts that she's given the last 4 years.
So, Coach, I want to talk about this game from Tuesday. You guys fall 66-42. Corey scored 15 points in this one. And just your overall thoughts on this game as a whole.
Off he came to play Tuesday night. They shot the ball really well. Our defense was lacking. We didn't do a good job finding shooters. We turned the ball over a lot offensively and gave them, you know, transition opportunities. Really, we didn't shoot the ball terrible. We were about 40%. But going back and looking at the game, Oski put up twice as many shots as us. So, you know, it's hard to win a game when you're not putting up shots and you're turning the ball over and not giving yourself opportunities. So, you know, it's pretty disappointing, especially after our Saturday game against them. We've lost by 10 Saturday, and actually the first time we played them, we lost by 10 as well. So this was the third matchup, and we just didn't rise to the occasion.
So some very important games for you guys coming up here over the next week. You guys have three games in the next week, including a game on next Wednesday. But with that being said, you guys take on Horton and then McLouth, and those are the two bottom two teams in the league. So as of right now, you guys are on a bit of a skid the past about a month or so. How important is it to kind of get back right in these next two games for you guys?
The next two games are very important. You know, we haven't played either team since before Christmas. We were playing really well before Christmas. We were gelling, got a couple of wins against them at that point in time. And so now coming into these two games again, we need to have the same mindset and confidence that we had before Christmas. Neither team you can just stand over, and you can't just look over them. You got to be ready to go. And so, you know, we'll prepare for Friday, hopefully take care of business, and then we'll prepare again for Tuesday and hopefully take care of business then as well.
And one thing we talked about before we came on the air is the fact that you guys play a lot of games in a short amount of time here in this final stretch. You guys still have 9 games left here in the regular season before these seasons end and the sub-state begins. And how important is it for you guys to be able to get back into a rhythm after you guys have lost 5 of your last 6?
Yeah, end of the season, you really want to be playing the best basketball. Up to that point, you know, you're going to have ups and downs. But now, once you hit February, it's so important that you're gelling, you've got everything down. You're really just mastering the things that you've put in at this point. Because there's so many games, there's not a lot of time to put in new stuff. And so, you know, being able to start a good run here on Friday, to build momentum going in will be so important. You know, next week we play Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. So, we've got 2 practices and 3 games, you know, your quick turnaround from Tuesday to Wednesday. And then the following week we're Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So quick turnaround between each of those games. I think really it's just, coming in the gym in between practice or in between games and taking care of business, getting ready for the next team. And then when we step on the court, it's game time, and you've got to be ready to accept whatever's thrown at you. You've got to be able to adapt to what's being thrown as well. Of those 9 games that we have left, 4 of them are against PR and Moore Hill, which we haven't played either team yet. The other ones we've all played once. So, you know, with the other 5, we kind of have an idea of what each other do. And so it's just capitalizing on opportunities.
going to be a fun 3.5 weeks of basketball coming up for you guys, and we look forward to covering you all the way through the end of the year. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and appreciate it as always, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Valley Falls girls and basketball coach Jordan Hale here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.